How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast, episode 6, coming at ya. That's all I got. Okay, so I gave you pretty much my best stories about Buongiorno's. Nothing really much else happened there. I think we talked about me slicing part of my fingernail off while preparing chicken. Yeah, we did, and having throwing up with the cheese. Yep, we did all that. So today, since I only worked there for a couple months before it got closed down to become a police station, we're going to talk about Chevy's Fresh Mex. And this is not the one by the Mall of America. This is the one that used to be on Hamlin and 94. It is now a police station, ironically, because lots of shit went down there that should not have. We'll get to that. Anyway, so we'll just start off by saying that was probably if you don't know what Chevy's Fresh Mex is, there's like one or two left, and it's tasty. I enjoy it. It's not authentic, but it's tasty. But it's just Mexican, and there's a little bit American in there. Fresh Mex, Fresh Mex. Anyway, the guy who owned that owns Cinnabon, and he actually got to meet him. I totally forgot about this. And he like came in with like a 80-pack of Cinnabon. But anyway, and I was a waiter. That was probably one of the most fun and well-paying / easiest jobs I've ever had. Now, when I say easy, I don't mean I didn't have to do shit. I meant it came really naturally to me. Most customer service things when it comes to, you know, trying to please somebody or make sure that everything is okay, that's usually something that's just kind of inherent in me. It's just something I do. But this, for some reason, was the layout of the restaurant. I don't know, the way the sections were sectioned off, you know, mapped out, whatever you want to call it, the closing time duties, you know, everybody who's listening to this knows closing time duties, fill the salads, clean the this, make sure everything is that, fill the sauces, flurb, blurb, okay, count your money, get that shit in, anyway. Everything about that place was awesome. I loved it. Pretty much everybody I worked with, we all hang out outside of work. Like, if we worked double shifts, we'd, like, go. And, like, if you worked a double in that place, you usually got, you know, a couple hours in between. So I remember some of us kind of hanging out in between double shifts and stuff. And it was really awesome. This, though, we were not, we were very good at what we did. We cared about our customers. Food got out when it should get out. Tables got cleared off when they should, except for one story I'll tell you in a minute. It was great. We killed our jobs. We were really good at what we did. And I'm not saying that because I am the most arrogant human being in the world. Actually, if you talk to anybody, you'll probably find out that's quite the opposite. But just as a team, we were so good at what we did. Everything got done perfectly. And that entire time, sorry for whoever's listening who doesn't want to hear it, but you're going to hear it. And this was a long time ago. We were stoned and drunk the entire time. And I'm not saying like I didn't drink every time, but man, look, all of us, if you weren't, I don't think there was a completely sober one among us. But we all were so good at our jobs. And we weren't over the top. We weren't like in the back throwing up, and we weren't, you know, sitting there being dumbasses and not getting shit right because we're high or drunk. It's just, you know, you had a couple sips here, you took a couple hits in between shifts. I remember going to a manager's house once, and some of these people were doing lines off of a table in between our double shift. I was offered, and I respectfully declined because I don't do anything like that. I'm not going to shame you if you do. I don't recommend it. Never tried it. Scares the shit out of me. None of that. So I was either high, and I don't know if I really drank a whole lot then either. But, you know, yeah, no, I would drink a little bit after shift more so. But either way, lots of shit went down. Like, we would party after hours, and like, but the place would be spotless and perfect for openers the next day, and there was never money missing. Nobody was ever stealing anything. We weren't breaking shit. We weren't being rude to customers. We weren't, you know, it was just one of those jobs where everything was just super awesome. I mean, and now we're talking 16 years ago, and you're walking out after a 4-ish, 5-ish hour shift with $50 to $60 cash in hand, plus your whatever $7 an hour you're making. But, and there were times that were just great. So anyway, sorry. Couple of stories for you on this. The last tame one, the last whatever. So I remember kind of near the end, not maybe not near the end, either way, I remember getting a busboy. We hired somebody new. And they were just, so they were there to help us, you know, clear our tables or, you know, whatever, refill this or what a busser does, right? If the waiter is actually, you know, full in their section, that's what they're doing. I mean, you know, okay, their job is no less important than a wait staff or chef or any of that. If anybody ever talks down to a bus person, you're a fucking asshole, because you know what? You got that table right away because that person cleaned that shit up and they did a great job. And now you've got water and silverware, menus, and you're ready to go. Okay? Anyway, I know people shit on smaller jobs. That's a great job. I don't mean smaller, but you know what I mean. Anyway, this one dude came in. Like, I don't remember the entire night, but we were like, where, like, we were so busy. We couldn't bus our own tables super fast. And, you know, hello, there was at least two or three bus people on at any time because the place would get legitimately busy. There was a bar. We had good food, you know, good prices. It was in a prime location. This dude was moving like a dying turtle, like literally on his last breath. And he'd get to a table, he just fucking stare at it for a minute, and then he start moving shit around slowly. I'm like, God, what? I need this table. There's a line. There's a line. There's a wait. There are people waiting to sit here. You're being a fucking idiot. What is happening right now? And then later, I mean, we didn't say any of that, but, you know, we're like, okay, guy, come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Do your fucking job. That's why we hired you. And so this place was decorated. You know, I don't want to tell you, like, Fridays or Chili's, but, you know, it was kind of like that. But there was, like, really cool, like, Inca or Mayan, one of the two. I'm sorry if I offended anybody by not knowing the difference or any of that. But there was an ancient kind of a mural-looking thing. It was great. Caught this fucker staring at it. In the middle of the busiest time, he stops and he's just staring. And I look at him, I'm like, okay, he's just checking it out. So I go do my stuff and come back. It's like 2 minutes later, he's staring at that thing. I can't imagine he has a thought in his head or clear sight at all. Sorry, guys. Found out he was on X, like 5-6 hits of X. I've never done that. I saw someone do it at a club once, and it was scary as shit, because it was not a good time for her. This motherfucker was just off his gourd, just gone. And all of us are like, guy, like half of us are drunk, hire both. And we're like, guy, get your shit together. Oh, God. Okay. This isn't the, like, so that's the end of that guy. And he was gone after, like, a week of working there. Good night, dude. Next. This was an afternoon. This is, like, late afternoon, early evening. And I've never seen this before. And this was, I only got to work there a couple of months. And so this is a few weeks in. And, like, hey, David, we have about, like, 30 to 40 or more women coming in, senior ladies coming in, and it's a book club, and you're going to be helping them. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I said, who's going to help me? I didn't say it like that, but I was like, oh, okay. Am I partnering with anybody? No. And I was like, and they're like, well, they just get drinks, and you might have an appetizer order couple or whatever. So it's super easy, David. It's, don't worry. If you need help, ask. Okay. So they start trickling in. They're in and out. It's like an open house book club. Like, people are coming in, they're coming out, the blue, 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 blue. So these ladies, and I don't, oh, you guys, I don't know if they're just don't give a shit anymore, but the most I've ever been hit on is women or gay men, 50 plus. Now, I know 50 is not old, but also when you're 20, and I was also still awkward. You guys, 20 years old, David was still kind of awkward. I'm getting better, but still awkward. But, and if, like, look, I'm not here to tell you that I am the most gorgeous man you'll ever meet, but there's something about that older generation that really likes me, but I'm also polite. I try to be nice, so that could be a thing. But anyway, so I sit there, and you know, you're a waiter. Every waitress, every waiter, everybody knows. You put your flirt on a little bit if you know this, if there's interest, right? You get that tip money up. So, but I'm also just being genuinely nice. And they're sitting there talking about the ordering their drinks for me. They're talking about their books. They're talking to me about a little bit. You know, no one's like hardcore saying anything weird, but they're all, you know, they're all just doing their thing. It's a book club. It's cool. I'm doing refills. I'm getting the occasional appetizer, you know, I'm cashing out the occasional bill. And so one lady comes up to me and goes, okay, David, well, I'm going to leave. And I said, okay, well, thanks for stopping in. I hope you have a great night. And she goes, you know, you could just hop in my purse and come home with me. And I was like, and she was probably about 60. And I was like, I have to finish my shift, but thank you. Have a good night. I was so awkward, you guys. It was so bad. It was like, I got in the back and I was like, oh my God. Woman just told me to hop in her purse and come home with her. What? Oh, God. Like, right now, as I'm telling you this story, I'm flashing back to just the interior of the restaurant. And, like, I'm not kidding you. I'm getting, like, smells and, like, feels and, I can see all of it. I can see that lady's face and her holding the purse telling me to just hop the fuck in there and go home with her. Oh, that was so awkward. I made good money. But, and that's about it, you guys, for not only today's episode, but for Chevy's, there's not a lot going on. I crushed on a couple of them. Of course, nothing. It's me. So, nothing. And, which is fine. Otherwise, my situation would be very different. Yeah, you know, there weren't so many. There's not a whole lot of horrible. Other than, you know, being super busy. And being in training. Oh, super quick then. I got a couple other things. Because I don't need to spend multiple episodes on this place. I worked there for 2 months and yeah, I saw my fair share of stuff, but I also do remember, not in my section, but one of the waitresses handed me her bill her, you know, whatever, where the bill goes in, that folder, notebook, whatever, and she's like, here, David, this is for you, and I was like, she's like, it's from that table. It wasn't my table, it was her table, and it said something about the food was good, and David was really cute or something silly like that. And I was like, oh my God. And they were actually closer to my age. They weren't older. They were a little bit younger, actually. And that's the other part. It's usually ones who were just not old enough that were had no inhibitions. Anyway, there was that. And I remember one of my friends, so I'm Jewish, and I was there over Hanukkah / Christmas, and we were doing exchanges. And my friend Ryan made me, he was also eventually my manager, made me a CD, okay, a mixed CD. Hey, 90s kids. This is also in the 2000s, but regardless. Made me a mixed CD for Hanukkah, because that's what he did, just for everybody. And he said, he called it, now that's what I call Hanukkah Volume 1. I think I'm sure I still have it somewhere, but my God. I did enjoy working that place. You know, it was really fun. Those few experiences I had. I mean, and you still get the stupid douche customers, you know. I mean, the reason why it sounds like I may not have that many stories for some of these places is because they're repeat stories. It's just same shit, different restaurant. You know what I mean? But the ones that I'm telling you are the ones that stick out and the ones that I hold dear to my heart, clearly. But yeah, that was, I think that's about it for this episode, guys. I tried to keep it a little bit shorter and I had a really good time, talking. I really enjoy talking to you about my experiences. I'm excited for us to get a little more interactive and, you know, hit me up on social media. If you have your own story, if you just want to say hi, if you want to show me a sweet, dank meme, I'm good with it. You can find me anywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. At CSHS Podcast. And you can email me stories or whatever. And you guys, these stories, they can be true crime stories that you've heard of. You can send me links to articles. I can read some shit that you want me to read. If there's good stories, you know. They can be paranormal stories. And these can all either be things that you've seen, things that have happened to you, articles you've read that you think you want other people to know about or you want me to know about. But send me your stories. Send me stories about your shitty coworkers. Send me Karen's stories. Send me, my manager doesn't know jack shit stories. Tell me about how corporate fucks you every chance they get, okay? Tell me about that customer that yelled at you because they're an idiot, turned around, and then hit a pole. I don't know. They're fucking stupid. They do dumb shit all the time. So just go ahead and give me those stories. You can DM me at any of those outlets. You can also email me if that's easier for you. And that will be cshspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much, you guys. Don't forget you can hear this podcast pretty much anywhere you hear podcasts. Anchor, Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, well, you know, Apple Podcasts, Breaker. There's just, if you look me up, you'll find me. Thank you so much for joining me again. And don't forget, I don't know if I've even told you on an episode, but I'm going to start doing, and I have done every week thus far, the last couple of weeks, live episodes on Podbean on Thursdays, probably around 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody who swings by and listens to me ramble about stupid shit and stupid people. I appreciate you.